This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A new arrival to electoral politics in Vermont is looking to boost the prospects of progressive candidates in 2016. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the organization wants to leave its mark on the Democratic gubernatorial primary.
In the world of statewide politics, multi-candidate gubernatorial primaries are a rare and interesting beast. The midsummer election isn't conducive to large turnouts, and with several candidates vying for such a small pool of support, it doesn't take a whole lot of votes to win a major party nomination.
Well, look, Peter Shumlin got elected by a couple of hundred votes. There was a difference of a few hundred votes separating four candidates for governor.
That's James Haslam talking about the last contested Democratic gubernatorial primary back in 2010. Peter Shumlin needed only 18,276 votes to win that five-way race. The second-place finisher, Doug Racine, lost by fewer than 200 votes. Haslam is the director of the newly launched group called Rights and Democracy. He says the looming primary represents a unique opportunity to influence the statewide policy agenda for years to come.
People coming together to create change together can have a tremendous impact on who the next governor is going to be.
Haslam most recently served as head of the Vermont Workers Center, a group that focused the lion's share of its advocacy work on the legislative process. Rights and Democracy will work in the legislative arena as well, and as a 501c4 issue advocacy group, electioneering can't be the main focus of Haslam's new operation. But Rights and Democracy is permitted to promote specific candidates, and Haslam says he intends to use the group to improve the prospects of gubernatorial candidates who demonstrate a commitment to issues like increasing minimum wage, improving worker benefits, and fighting against climate change.
You know, this last election, lots of people didn't come out to vote because they didn't think it mattered. So one big step is to make it matter.
Eric Davis, professor emeritus of political science at Middlebury College, followed the 2010 primary closely. Only about 70,000 voters turned out for that election, and Davis expects about that many to come out in 2016. If multiple candidates are vying for the nomination, then Davis says 30,000 or so votes could be enough to win. And he says that gives potentially outsized pull to groups like Rights and Democracy.
And in a low turnout primary, a group that can mobilize and turn out even as few as 1,000 voters can make a difference at the margin, and I think that's the situation we're looking at the Democratic gubernatorial primary for next year.
Davis says lots of political organizations, be they labor unions, environmental groups, or health reform advocates, will likely try to exploit this dynamic. Haslam says the group will target much of its voter outreach to increase turnout among people who haven't voted in the past. According to Haslam, Rights and Democracy will also work to recruit and promote progressive-minded candidates for local House and Senate races. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.